You're listening to SBS News.
Having used his existing ministerial powers to deport global tennis star Novak Djokovic, Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is now pushing for more.
This is about serious violent crime. It's about sexual-based offending. It's about people that all Australians would agree should never come here in the first place, and if they commit one of these crimes, should be deported.
The federal government is putting forward its Strengthening the Character Test Bill, which will be brought back for debate in Parliament on Wednesday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Sydney Radio 2GB it's needed to close a major loophole in its migration laws.
The law needs to be fixed. It needs to be changed. We've already expelled, just since the last election, 4,000 people on visas for the crimes they committed and the character test provisions, 10,000 since we first came to government. When I was Immigration Minister, I signed off on quite a number of those. But the judges are handing down sentences which enables people to get around this, and we need an objective test.
The proposal would see non-citizens have visas cancelled if they're convicted of violent crimes, but sentenced to less than 12 months jail. The opposition is questioning whether the changes are really necessary. Labor Senator Murray Watt says it is not clear what additional powers the Immigration Minister needs.
The Immigration Minister already has the powers that he says he needs through this legislation. He already has the powers to deport serious criminals. In fact, he recently showed, after a total cluster, that he had the power to deport Novak Djokovic. If the government has the power to deport Novak Djokovic, it certainly has the powers to deport serious criminals of the kind that they're talking about.
Labor frontbencher Jim Chalmers maintains the move is designed to raise fears about national security prior to the election.
You know, they are not interested in a fix, they're interested in a fight. They want to play these divisive and dangerous political games with our national security, and that makes Australians less safe. And we'll see more of it, unfortunately, between now and the next election.
The tough law and order stance is familiar territory, with hundreds of convicted New Zealanders last year being cleared out of the country. Former Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton made global headlines for his controversial comments on the matter.
It's taking the trash out, and criminals should hear this message very clearly.
Now, the government is attempting to pass these migration laws for the third time, after first proposing them in 2019. It's pressuring Labor to support the changes, which Mr. Morrison told 2GB would protect Australians.
If you've committed a crime, stalking, domestic violence, assaulting police officers, date rape offences, we want to make sure that we can punt them. And there's only one person standing in the way of that, and that's Anthony Albanese.
But migration law expert Sandamati Verma says the bill is poorly drafted and will be impractical to apply.
So what this bill seeks to do is to expand the character test so that a person would fail it if they've engaged in something called a designated offence. The definition of a designated offence is so broad that even as a lawyer, it's difficult to comprehend and apply to an individual case.
With only a handful of sitting days before the election, it's unclear whether this bill will even go to a vote. Brooke Young, SBS News.